When Pastor Blumhardt got light on divine healing, all hell rose up against him. There was a girl in his assembly who was demon-possessed so terribly. And he had gone to visit her with the deacons, and the doctor was there. And the doctor said, "Goodness, this is no case for a doctor. Where are the elders who have faith to pray the prayer of faith?" And then the doctor left, and Pastor Blumhardt put on his coat, and he wanted to leave. And one of his deacons said, "Didn't you hear what the doctor said?" "Ah," he said, "that's the truth." It struck conviction to his soul. He said, "That's in the Bible. The prayer of faith shall save the sick." And so they began to pray. And the more they prayed, the more demons took hold of this girl. At first, there was only one. But finally, there were over 1,000. And they would talk back to Pastor Blumhardt. And the more they talked, the more he prayed. The more he prayed. And when the devil said, "You can't cast this out," he said, "No, but Jesus can." And finally, the devil said, "You and your continuous prayer, you're going to make it impossible for us to abide." And one night, all these demons went out. The whole crew, it was after 2 years of fighting. 2 years of fighting might have discouraged the staunchest man. And that man was not in Pentecost, although he did receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. But he fought for 2 years. It took a Schwab with a square jaw to do that. But he did it. And sometimes you've got to set your jaw and set your face as a flint. He knew that the vision wouldn't lie. And when those devils came out, they came out with a shriek that was heard all over that town. And the shriek was this: "Jesus is victor." A very strange thing happened at the same time. They didn't have a telephoto in those days, and it took a long time for news to come. But while this girl was being delivered, she had a vision, and she saw these devils through the air. They were sailing over southern Europe and into Spain, and over Spain out across the ocean into the place where there was an island. And then she saw how a mountain opened and belched forth fire and brimstone, and all these devils were cast into that crater as they cried, "Jesus is victor." The strange thing was that at that very moment there was an earthquake on that island and the volcano burst forth. And the newspapers came with the story a few days later. But, beloved, that victory did not only deliver that one girl, but it brought a great revival over all of southern Germany. It delivered the atmosphere of hordes of demons, and people got healed by the thousands. Even the dead were raised, and even to this day, after 100 years, the revival is still going on. When we work there now, in Kirchheim, in Weilheim, in other places, we feel the power of those prayers and of that revival. It's still in the air.